Hi there, listeners. I'm Alice Blue, and today I've got with me Jackie Nimmo, who I know from my Keep Fit and Dance group, Spring Chicks. And it was through Jackie that I first heard about CDLS, from which her grandson suffers. Now, I'd never heard of the syndrome before, and I've asked Jackie to come along and talk to me about it. So tell me, Jackie, what is CDLS, and why do you think it's so relatively unheard of? I'm guessing it's named after somebody or something.
It is, and actually, to give it its full name, it's called Canolier-Delange syndrome. It's a very rare genetic disorder. The syndrome's actually named after a Dutch paediatrician, Cornelia Catharina Delange, and she described it in 1933. It only affects 1 in 30,000 people.
Oh, so I'm guessing it's not easy to diagnose then?
No, unfortunately, because it's so rare, many doctors have not even heard of it.
And how does it affect people and how does it affect their everyday lives?
Right, well, people with the syndrome actually experience a range of physical and medical challenges, ranging from mild to severe. Many of the children are actually born without forearms or have deformed or small hands. They have learning disabilities. They can suffer from anxiety, challenging behaviour, and I think one of the worst things, especially in babies, is acid reflux.
Oh, so that's hidden problems then, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And what support is there out there for people?
Well, there's actually a foundation. It's called the CDLS Foundation UK and Ireland. The foundation doesn't receive any government funding and it solely relies on fundraising. It's run and managed by a board of volunteers. They actually hold two family conferences each year where the families can see professionals and receive expert advice free of charge while meeting other families. The support and help funds research into CDLS and the treatment of.
So three types of support come out of the conferences then, I'm guessing. Support for the research that's being done.
That's correct.
And mutual support from other families. And is it just doctors, medical doctors, who are there in the capacity of professionals?
No, there are medical doctors there. They're mainly from the Birmingham University, which does a lot of research. But there's other therapists there that can help with behavioural and anxiety problems.
Right. And I'm guessing there's going to be a website where people could find more about this.
Yeah, there certainly is. It's www.cdls.org.uk.
cdls.org.uk. Got it. Jackie, thank you very much for coming along and telling us about that.